Well, I'm grateful that we are able to do these online services. You know, Phil puts us all together. I'm blessed to be able to do the messages, and then Phil puts it together, and he edits it, and he does all this, and then it goes into the World Wide Web. Can you imagine this little church in Tallahassee called Bethel Methodist Church reaching out to the whole wide, wide world? Well, that's what happens with the Internet. And I get some information from people in other areas that are actually listening to our online service. And we're grateful for that. But, you know, we have a challenge, not only in our little society, but all around, that we need to encourage one another in the faith. I'm certainly blessed, and most of you might know, that on Saturday there was a little skirmish in downtown Tallahassee in front of the old Capitol building. Two groups of protesters came together. Neither one of them had a permit to gather, but they closed down that whole intersection of the parkway in Monroe. So they got into a word battle and different things, a little bit of pushing and shoving, and then it turned out to be almost a catastrophe. But lo and behold, the Tallahassee Police Department arrived and was able to bring peace to that whole situation. We're grateful. You know, you hear all this, well, we got to get rid of the police, we got to defund the police. Well, without the police, we wouldn't have any society of law and order. Who else would adhere to it? And these police officers, they put their lives on the line every time that they leave their house. And the fire department, and the firefighters, and EMS, and we're just so blessed to live in this particular part of the country. We have a good governor, we have good local leaders, we have good churches, we have good schools. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen? But you know, Scripture tells us a lot, that when the angel of the Lord was approached, do not be afraid. When Jesus would come and talk to the disciples, and many times he says, do not be afraid. You know, we have an obligation to learn how to overcome things in this life. And we need to learn to do it unafraid. The Word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says in the NIV, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. Now, that verse is tremendous. It's tremendous encouragement because it shows us that we can be strong and courageous in the middle of fearful situations. God is with you, and he will deliver you from every fear. Even though God delivers us from fear, sometimes there's a truth that we need to understand. Because if we're going to live the life that Jesus died for us and gave us eternal life, we all feel afraid at certain times in our life. It's just human nature. And you'll never completely eliminate feelings of nervousness or hesitation or fear from different things that we have to deal with in our lives. There'll still be times when you'll be afraid. But you don't have to give in to fear. Just like everything else in life, God has given us a choice. God wants us to live courageously. He wants to be able to know that what we need through Jesus Christ, who gives us strength, in Philippians 4:13. Now, I can't promise you that you won't confront fear, that it'll go away in just a few minutes, because fear always has to be dealt with. But with my own experience, and probably your experience too, that you've been overcomers, that fear is just something that kind of comes and we have to deal with it. And sometimes we just got to get down on our knees and say, God, help me work through this spirit of fear. God has given us faith, and that's what helps us overcome fear. It means that we can feel afraid and still step out and do great things, because all we need is God on our side and a little bit of courage. Wow. You know, we all got courage in us deep down inside. You've probably done some things in your life that you never thought you could do, but you did them. It was because of the courage. King David even said to the Lord in Psalm 56, that when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Obviously, it makes us feel different, because you know you will be able to fight the battle of fear in this life, because your enemy is real, and he will try to keep you afraid. You know what it said in Luke, I believe, is when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. And he said to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, because it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." Wow. But you know at the last part of that verse, it says, "But the devil will return." He is always messing with us. But we can say, "Get thee behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name." And it'll give us the ability to keep on keeping on. Amen. So, I want to share some scriptures with you today to leave you with. A whole bunch of them. But let's keep battling and keep getting strategies as we deal with the fear of the COVID thing and all the other stuff. And we certainly do thank God for all the medical science that's been going on and giving us directions and helping us get over this. The first little thing I want to give you is know that you are in Christ and you have authority over fear. Be bold and courageous. Pray and ask God to help you and put your trust in Him, and He will provide a way for you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Speak God's word over your life and command that fear be gone. Be determined to do whatever God is leading you to do, and don't hold back. We're going to look at Romans chapter 8 today in some of our messages. And you can also find some encouragement in Psalm 19, verse 14. But more importantly, meditate on God's word so that you'll remember the truth about He says about you and about fear. And remember, you're not alone. God is always with you. And thank God for the setting to free you. Worship Him and receive your freedom in Christ's name. Well, we have a neat little church here at Bethel United Methodist Church, and we're grateful that we're able to come and worship at 11 o'clock face-to-face, but we're certainly grateful that being able to do these online services. We practice all the guidelines, and if you're feeling up to it and you feel comfortable coming to church, we would welcome you, would rejoice in seeing you. We've been getting a few new people every week. We don't have a great attendance, but Phil and Betty come, and Phil runs the sound system, and Tina and Travis. Tina's been doing the liturgist, and Tina, too, does a little bit of the liturgist when she comes. Travis and Judy with the music program. And, yeah, I like to think that I can bring a good message once in a while, because that's what the church is all about. The church is a place that we can come and to be encouraged in the faith. So I hope and pray that you're doing well. Just sharing a little bit of my heart today in Jesus' precious name. And may God keep you safe until we meet again. And we want to just take a moment and lift up the prayers. Prayers that are on in our bulletin. All the prayer concerns naturally for our church, for the conference, and our country. Military, service, teachers, doctors, first responders, all kinds of students today that went back to school this week. Gina Davis, Sylvia Marsh. I talked with Sylvia the other day, and I talked with Linda Sassine the other day, too. And we want to lift them up in prayer. William McLeod, Tina and Travis Oaks. We always lift them up in prayer, and especially Don and Pat Singletary, David Trimble, Patsy and Donnie White, Amy Smith Wadsworth. My wife, Judy, who's got a little bit of concerns physically. She's going to be seeing the doctor at the end of this month, and hope and pray that they'll be able to take care of that. And thank you for all the prayers that you lift up for the church. And I can always feel your prayers, and I'm grateful for that. So we want to come today and just lift up all these prayers with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.